Greetings from Financial Services Online. I'm Paige Estrotori with your weekly insurance news wrap on this fine Saturday, September 28th, 2024, offering a concise roundup of the leading stories from Australia's vibrant insurance sector. A noteworthy update has made waves in the insurance brokering field. Please take note, the National Insurance Brokers Association, or NIBIBA, is resolutely committed to enforcing high compliance standards. Amid a surge in reported breaches, driven by an updated code from 2022, over 63%, a notable rise from 55.2% of brokers reported breaches last financial year, with overall breaches surging by 36%, totaling 4,642. And yes, remuneration disclosure breaches were a significant chunk of these cases, jumping from 23 to 106. Many industry voices are calling for improved compliance practices. NIBA echoes these sentiments while acknowledging the industry's adaptation to higher standards and a 26% rise in the act of self-reporting since 2020. Meanwhile, others suggest criticism could potentially quell future reporting despite brokers' diligent efforts to maintain transparency. Let's take a moment and shift gears to advances in the realm of vehicle insurance. Specialty underwriting eccentrics, 360 Commercial Motor, are breaking new ground with the launch of a dedicated in-house claims team set to rev into action next Tuesday. This strategic initiative targets faster response times and tailored claim resolutions. Behind the scenes, they've tapped into the tech platform Wilbur for smoother operations. Clear the fast lane, 360 Commercial Motor is turbocharging their claims management process. Now, on to updates from the world of sports and leisure. In response to a digital age of rapidly growing online vulnerabilities, Sports Cover Australia, in partnership with Beazley, has launched a robust cyber breach response insurance. Their mission? To arm sports clubs against cyber threats that can inflict significant financial, legal, and reputational damage. On top of this, they continue to offer several insurance products like personal accident coverage and travel insurance. It's an urgent call to action for all organizations to shore up their digital defenses in an increasingly interconnected world. Lastly, let's touch on news from the federal court. Just this week, they ruled that COVID-19 business interruption claims against four insurers, including big names like QBE and Hollard, could not proceed as class actions. This means policyholders must file individual claims and are being informed of their rights. The judgment focused on procedure rather than the validity of the claims, so potential claimants take heed. Time isn't on your side with the nearing 6-year statute of limitations. Reps from IAG, in a sigh of relief, advised customers to submit claims individually while the appeal period remains open. So folks, it's crucial to know your rights and act promptly. That's all for this week's insurance news. This is Paige Estrotori, keeping you savvy about Australia's complex insurance industry for financial services online. For more detailed knowledge and services, visit our website, financialservicesonline.com.au. Stay informed, stay insured, and have a pleasant weekend.